budget. A great column this morning in Business Day by Gavin Keaton, who is professor at the Economics Department at Rhodes University. He joins us on the line from Grahamstown this evening. A lot of people have forgotten the nice boom that we had in the early noughties, Gavin Keaton, as a result of GEAR, a policy which is seen as a four-letter swear word nowadays.
Good evening, Bruce. Yes, you're correct. You know, the economy prior to 2008 was growing very nicely, not as much as we'd have liked. We've never ever got to the sort of 6% per year growth that we've dreamt of since democracy. But we grew an average of over 3.6%. We're now growing, as everybody knows, by about 0.5%. And that makes life extremely difficult for everybody, but particularly for government, because it means it hasn't got any money to spend.
What should we be remembering and relearning from the experience of GEAR? It wasn't paradise, but it was a lot better than we've got now.
Yeah, I think really what I was focusing on in the column today is that tax revenue is the result of growth. Government can't spend its way to grow the economy, but if the economy grows, government can spend. And so when the economy grew, tax revenue grew, and government was able to keep the deficit low and increase its spending considerably in real terms. So we doubled spending in real terms over a period of 10 years. The other benefit was that because the deficit was low and debt was falling, we didn't have to pay so much interest anymore. And so whereas back in 1996, we were paying 20 cents of every government's rand was being spent on interest on debt. By 2008, that was down to 18. And so we could actually spend on the things that governments are supposed to, like education, health, and we were able to introduce the social grants, which hadn't existed previously.
And that amount that we're paying on debt has probably doubled again from the low of 2008. It's probably close to 16 cents, 17 cents in every rand?
No, actually it's not, because interest rates are much lower now than they were then. But it has gone up from 8 cents to 11 cents.
Okay.
And, of course, one of the reasons we're so nervous about a downgrade of our credit rating is that if the interest rate goes up, then it will climb above 11 cents.
What happened in the 1960s? I mean, there'll be a couple of people who remember the boom of the 1960s, where I think at its peak, growth in 1965 hit something like 8.8 or 8.9%. And for the decade of the 1960s, it was the decade in which HF Verwoerd took South Africa out of the Commonwealth, created the rand, and the lager mentality of that decade took hold. And we were growing at 8.9% at the peak, averaged about 6% for that decade. What's so different from that decade, other than the politics, of course, to this decade?
Gosh, Bruce, your economic history is better than mine. I can't say I've ever studied the 60s in any detail, but I think what you will find is that's part of the post-Second World War global boom. Mm-hmm. And so we grew alongside a rapidly growing world. The world was a very different place in those days. You could be much more sort of inwardly focused. You didn't face retribution if you had tariffs on imports, which you would face now in a world in which there's a World Trade Organization. So it's much harder to do the things that one could do in the 60s.
Your column today is very critical of the Zuma administration. And post 2008, your contention, as I read it today, suggests that by putting itself at the center of the economy, and increasingly so, and we saw the inferences coming through very strongly in the State of the Nation address last week, that the state has got to be more at the center of more activity in the economy. That has been a key factor in the underperformance of the economy over nearly 10 years.
Yes, you know, I'm not against the state having a role as a matter of principle, but the state, if it's going to put itself at the center, it has to be very efficient, it has to deliver. And we know that's not the case in South Africa. And our response tends to be every time we get a problem, which is the result of government not delivering, we give government more responsibility, whereas in fact it can't do what it was already trying to do. And so I think we have paid a big price for that. The most obvious example was the electricity crisis and the failure of the government parastatal to meet the country's electricity needs. And when one looks at all the calculations based on that, there's been a significant negative impact on our growth ever since 2008 coming from electricity.
Well, we have surplus energy now. We have interest rates likely to reduce this year. Our politics seems, and I say this with massive caution around it, seems to be a bit more stable than it was 14 or 15 months ago. We seem in a better shape in 2017, certainly, than we went into 2016. Do we have the makings of a brighter 2018? I mean, or do we need some fairly radical interventions? Do we need to go back to gear?
I think just on the electricity side, part of the reason we have the surplus capacity is a negative reason, that because electricity prices have gone up so dramatically since 2008, our demand for electricity is now lower than it was then. But we had an economy that was very geared towards cheap energy costs. So there are lots, the very important parts of the economy are still paying a very severe price. From the increase in electricity tariffs. But I think probably the biggest drawback for growth is uncertainty. Keynes, 50 years ago, spoke about animal spirits as being the key driver behind investment. And animal spirits is really about certainty. And at the moment, the politics makes business, makes individuals very uncertain about the future. So you're right, certain of the macro fundamentals are now better than they were a year ago, but I'm not sure that the uncertainty side has improved.
So how do we get ourselves to a greater level of certainty? How do we get ourselves to, we know it is possible that it is feasible for us to grow on average over a 5 or 6 year period at 3.5 to 4%. We've done it during the gear period. What do we do?
Well, I think we need some greater political certainty as to where the country is going to go. And I guess we will get that. Certainly by the end of the year, we should know what's going to happen there. But I think we have to have a much greater focus on encouraging investment instead of beating up businesses, trying to encourage them to grow the economy. And I think we've forgotten to do that. We were much better at it 15 years ago than we are now. And so we've got to get back to how do business and government, how do we grow the economy? And in the end, that is why businesses investing.
That is the big one. Gavin Keaton, thank you, Professor at the Economics Department at Rhodes University, our guest this evening. Great column in Business Day today. If you haven't seen it, go and catch up with the column. There's a lot more detail in it. But yeah, certainly South Africa is perfectly capable of growing. We're just not growing because we're not particularly efficient at running the economy with the way we're doing it right now. But take yourself back 20 years to when we were spending 20 cents in every rand, and there weren't many rands being collected by SARS in those days, on paying off our debt. We managed to get that to 8 cents and it's creeping upwards. Currently sitting, according to Gavin Keaton, at around 11 cents of every rand. And if we have to borrow a lot more in next week's budget in order to fill the gap between what we are spending and between what we are earning as a country, that cost is going to go up. And every cent you pay in interest, you know it in your everyday life. If you've got an outstanding credit card debt, you have to defer what you buy for your household over time. So the less debt we have as a country, the better.